Welcome to the Cheddarhead Fantasy Football Podcast. All the information you need to make the most of your fantasy football league with just a touch of sarcasm to keep you from taking yourself too seriously. So sit back, relax, and enjoy this latest episode of the Cheddarhead Fantasy Football Podcast.
Hello again and welcome to another episode of the Cheddarhead Fantasy Football Podcast. It's New Year's Eve. Well, not New Year's Eve. It's almost New Year's Eve.
It's
New Year's Eve Eve.
Eve.
It's December 30th, and we're doing our year-end podcast. There's really nothing going on in football. I mean, there's the last weekend of games, and that means a lot of games playing and not a lot of people going to be playing in those games.
That's right. It's going to be pretty boring.
So we're going to make some bets, and it's going to be pretty much throwing money away, I think, because it's hard to figure out who's going to win. I mean, but maybe we'll be right because we are wrong
all these other times.
And then there's no news and notes because really nothing for you to need to know because this is week 17 of the NFL season. So you have nothing really to play for in fantasy football unless your league has a Pro Bowl, like this Cheddarhead Fantasy League.
I'm in a league where they're just taking your whole roster.
And you get whoever gets the most points?
Yep.
Oh, wow. In other words, you can't have hurt players on your roster.
No, you actually, if you have people that aren't playing like I have a lot of.
Yeah.
So I'm not expecting to win this.
I'm not going
to
do shit. So no news and notes. We do. This is our year-end awards show. So you know what that means? We have our fantasy girl who is also going to be our, our trophy girl, handing out the trophies to all the winners.
Oh.
Right?
She's pretty.
So she's pretty, but you don't even know anything about her. You're just looking at her, and you know nothing. You don't even know her name, you pig.
That's what I do best, just so not know anything.
Should we introduce her, said she's here?
Yes.
Get that part done with? All right. Our fantasy girl for this week, she is an athlete because we needed somebody that was capable of holding the awards.
The jack?
Jack and Coke for you and awards.
Okay.
So her name is Allison Stocky. She born March 22nd, 1989. Hello, Allison.
Hi. Hey.
She grew up in Newport Beach, California, and she is an American track and field athlete and fitness model.
So we have a lot in common. I do with her.
Well, you're a fitness model or?
No, just tracking.
Yeah, right. She's also broken a number of American records for high school pole vaulting. Now, I know you didn't do anything like that.
No.
Okay. She ran track for the University of California at Berkeley, and after college, she became a professional vaulter and sports model for Nike, Athleta, and others. Allison became an internet sex symbol when she was just 17 years old.
Who?
After an image of her at her high school track meet. Let me see if we have that to put up on the screen for everybody here. That was her at her high school track meet when she was 17.
Okay, now I feel dirty.
Was hijacked by a sports blog with a large male fan base. No, it wasn't this one.
Oh.
Okay. The unsought sex symbol status was covered nationally and internationally, causing a debate on the sexualization of women and of young people via the internet. Now, here's the thing. I know I'm going to ask you the same. You went to Cashin, right?
Yep.
I went to Manitowoc Roncalli.
Which is way bigger in Cashin.
Well, it's bigger, but I mean, when we were 17, did any of the girls in our school look like this?
No.
I mean, so before I read about this thing where she was 17 and in school and, you know, all this stuff, I saw this picture and I'm like, oh, that was like college or something. But no.
No.
It's high school. 17 years old. But now she's not 17, so we can.
So we can.
Yeah, you can
appreciate what we're looking.
Google her while she's standing there and everything, and
I'll just get her drunk.
She stands. You want to guess how tall she is?
I'd say 5'5".
5'7".
Ooh,
yeah,
I
know.
That's not bad.
The heels make her a little.
Little.
Yeah, she weighs 115 pounds.
Oh, I would have said.
A lot less.
A lot less.
Yeah, that's
that was
right.
A good answer, right?
She has black hair. Brown eyes, and her measurements are, now, her measurements are.
Okay, I'm going to feel weird.
just looking at her.
Looking at
her. Yeah, but you did the same thing last year.
Okay. All right, I'm going to go.
Hang on. Come on, Allison, turn around for us a little bit.
Yeah, because that doesn't sound wrong. I would say it's going to be an A cup.
Okay.
And I'll go 33.
36B. I know. Well, I mean.
That was, okay,
she's,
so.
She's muscular, so it's bigger around. But, you know, the cup sizes. I know these things, I think.
Yeah, I think. Waist will be, no, wait, waist?
Waist, head? Yep.
Waist is going to be 23.
24. You get a little dink for that. And her hips.
I'm going to try to always go lower because then it makes me look better.
And her hips.
35.
34.
Sure. Of Dude. Course, this time I went over.
Wow. 36B, 24, 34. Our fantasy girl / trophy girl for the award show, Allison Stocky. So, Allison, Dan needs a Jack and Coke.
Yep.
And then you can go in the back because the awards will be at the end of the show. All right. Thank you, dear. it's tough because I didn't think she would.
I thought she was going to slap me. But.
Well, and she probably should have because you were kind of piggish. So since we don't have any news and notes, we're going to get into one little thing before the awards and before our gambling. And it always has to do, it's the thing Aaron I always Rogers? Do around Christmas.
Oh, okay.
It's my wish list.
Oh.
But since it's going to be New Year's now, I'm making it like a New Year's resolutions that the NFL needs to take on.
Okay, I like it.
It looks like one of mine from last year is about to come true. We talked about this last time.
The targeting rule.
Yep, the targeting rule looks like it's going to go through, and thank God. For a league that's so concerned about injuries, you know, it's obvious to make this move. Right?
I still trying to figure out, and no one's ever given me a straight answer, how the guy from Cincinnati who targeted...
Juju Smith shoot or no?
No, the one that
Vontaze Burfict?
No.
No, the guy that targeted Antonio Brown.
Iota.
Okay. The guy who hit Brown in the end zone.
He got nothing. A suspension and now he got it appealed and nothing. Got nothing.
Yeah. Well, because he didn't get kicked out of the game.
Well, no, but
right? I mean, which I can see if okay, he got kicked out of that game and they said, okay, well that was enough. We'll let you come back. But he didn't get kicked out of the game. He just got a 15-yard penalty.
So Schuster got kicked.
No, nope, he didn't get kicked out of the game.
No, he didn't
get suspended.
Yeah, but why?
I think that was for the taunting. The taunting part where he
because somebody's was feelings were hurt.
Well, that's the age we live in.
I know.
So be careful how you talk to Allison.
That's right. I don't want to be Al Franken or anything.
No,
like that.
You don't want to be kicked off of next year's award show because a picture of you grabbing at her. Thingies comes out or something.
We'll talk.
My next wish is for another thing that the collegiate game does that the NFL game does not do. In college football, every play is reviewed between snaps by officials in the press box. And it's way overdue in the NFL. We can get rid of, in college, each coach gets one where they can call timeout
right.
and make a challenge if they want. If it doesn't get called down from the press box.
Okay, so here's my question, and yes. Maybe you're going to go over this before I even, or after I ask it, but how long is the typical college game? Does it seem longer now?
It's not any longer than any pro game. In fact, I think they're shorter, and they play the same amount of time.
Okay.
I mean, because the only time they call down is it'll happen like before snap. They'll be ready to snap the ball, and all of a sudden the refs will stop the game, and they'll review a play.
Okay.
But, I mean, they still review every touchdown. They review every turnover, just like they do in the pros. It's just that every other play is also reviewed, and it doesn't seem to hurt anything, I don't think.
But they're reviewing fumbles.
They're reviewing everything, like ball spots.
Whether somebody throws a flag to say, hey, I want that reviewed, they're automatically reviewed.
They're reviewing that, yeah. They review every play, and granted, there's not much that happens sometimes, like it would be mostly like if the refs, like when you throw a pass and the guy catches it or looks like he's caught it, but it actually hits the ground, they'll buzz down to the guys and say, hey, we're going to look at this a little longer.
So is college the same way like in the NFL, though, if you get the playoff before, or do they actually?
Yep, you got to get the playoff before, but yeah.
And if they get the playoff.
Then it doesn't matter.
Doesn't matter.
Yep. Okay. So I think we need to do that.
There's going to be a lot of no huddle and Aaron Rodgers is going to love that.
He's going to love it. Yeah, because he is so brilliant. Did you hear?
He's not playing this week.
Speaking of Aaron Rodgers, you hear that he spent Christmas alone?
Oh.
If I would have known that, I would have invited him over.
I wouldn't have.
Why? He did his little.
Just so you know, I have other people in Chilton, Wisconsin, convinced of how big of a douchebag Aaron Rodgers is.
Well, yeah, because they were probably drunk when he started talking, right?
Well, you got to buy a drink every now and then to convince people. I'll do it.
All right, my next resolution for the NFL is to take the subjectivity out of the rule book. I'm tired of hearing the usual comment of, you don't make that call during this part of the game, or you don't make that call during the playoffs. Bullshit. If it is pass interference with 10 minutes left in the first quarter of the game, the second game of the season, it's pass interference with 2 minutes left in the fourth quarter of a conference championship game. Correct?
I agree, but the only problem you're going to have is, what do they always say that there's always holding in the NFL?
Well, there could be every play. No, I understand.
Right.
But that it's always been. I'm talking about when they're running down the sidelines and you have a guy getting mauled by, let's just put a good guy out there, like who's the idiot from the Patriots? That Malcolm Butler is mauling a receiver. And they don't throw a play or a penalty because it's in the playoffs and it's this and that. And then you got the guys in the booth saying, well you can't. No, you got to let that play go. This is the playoffs. You got to let that play go. Like, well, they would have called that play during the season.
Right.
You know, I mean,
you're basically saying like how Seattle's defensive backs the last few years get away with
murder,
rape,
right? Where the Patriots the last couple of games have gotten away with just rules being invented,
right,
on catches or non catches, and you know, and the rule says pass interference. It doesn't say pass interference at a certain time of the game and not during a certain other time of the game. If it's intentional grounding when DeShone Kizer throws a ball away to avoid a sack, then it's intentional grounding when Aaron Rodgers does the same thing.
Right.
Correct?
Totally agree.
I got a lot. Can we please stop with the foolish Thursday color rush uniform crap?
Can we just stop with Thursday football?
Well, baby steps. I mean, they're ugly, they're childish, and they're unnecessary. Kind of like the Thursday football.
I don't have, of course, you know me coming in cold.
Right.
There's some actual uniforms of these color rush that I actually thought were pretty cool. Right off the top of my head, I don't have it on me.
Right.
But there are some teams that I think their color rush uniforms are actually better than.
Well, yeah, but I'm tired of the solid color from top to bottom.
Right. I can agree with that.
Okay, how about this? Instead of color rush, let's do Throwback Thursday, where teams wear throwback uniforms.
Once again, I just would like to get rid of Thursday games.
Well, I know, but until we do that, you know, including the helmets. You know, a couple of years ago when they had different helmets for...
Right.
And now, for some reason, having different helmets is unsafe. You know, if it works in college where they can have 14 different helmets, it can work in the pros. Right.
I don't see why I totally agree with you on that. I mean, wear these other helmets during practice, they're all going to get broken in.
Right.
I mean.
Right. Exactly.
I mean, isn't that basically what they're trying to say is
How a different helmet makes it unsafe.
Actually it would have better, more support.
You would think that, hey, we got a new helmet, this should be safer.
More support.
Right?
Yeah.
Okay, next thing. And this is, again, college stuff, but let's get rid of the ties in the NFL games. No one on earth wants the NFL to turn it to soccer where you sit through 90-plus minutes of outright death-inducing boredom, only to watch a game end up 0-0. You don't want that in football either.
Right.
Again, college does overtime right.
So what are you proposing?
All right. Okay. You don't want to go as far as college.
Right.
Here's what I suggest. Play 10 minutes of overtime like they do now.
Right.
But now if the game's tied at 10 minutes, it's a tie. I say you play 10 minutes of overtime. If the game's still tied, you go into the college way where each team gets a possession on a 25-yard line, and they get to try and score. After two of those things where two overtimes like that, you have to go for a two-point conversion. Deal.
How about that? How about always go for a two-point conversion?
Make them go for 2 points.
In overtime.
Oh, that'd be great.
I mean, that would probably settle it real quick then.
Yeah. I know, but we're worried about injuries, right? Finally, I have one more.
Okay.
I know the crowd is loving this. Don't ever give the draft to Philadelphia again.
Oh, most definitely.
Okay, perfect. Yeah. That's it. That's my New Year's resolutions.
Where is the draft? It's going
to
be
this
Dallas.
Year. It's going to be in Dallas, right? No,
yeah,
is it in Dallas?
I think so.
I think it is in Dallas, Jerry World or something.
Yeah,
I'm sure it's got to be Jerry World. Well, I guess that would be considered news and notes.
There we go.
All right,
works for me.
Which means it's time.
Oh,
for some gambling.
Oh,
you ready for that?
I thought we were doing awards.
No, awards will be last.
Okay.
I mean, it's going to be a short show because, well, there's really nothing going on. So we're going to do the awards right now.
Ace Rothstein was a hell of a handicapper. I can tell you that.
I got to warn you, Clark. They don't play the same games here that they do at them regular casinos.
Are you going to need another drink for this?
Oh.
Allison?
Dude, after me. After my morning, that's all I need to do to the rest of the day.
More drinks?
Yes.
All right. It's time for our gambling segment. Now, we got a lot of stuff going on. I don't know if you've checked out the website lately, mycffl.com.
I got to be honest.
You haven't? Okay. So you didn't even get to look at Taylor Swift's pictures from last time?
No, because I don't think Taylor Swift is attractive at all.
Oh, my gosh. You're crazy. Crazy. Now, what about Allison? Will you look at her pictures?
I got her here. What?
Well, I guess that's true. All right. So on the website, mycffl.com, where we have our wagers,
right?
We have a lot of stuff going on because there's two opportunities for us to win the championship of college football. You have Oklahoma, which is going to pay off pretty big if they win.
Oh, wow. And I'm feeling pretty good about that.
And I have Alabama. Which isn't going to pay off that much, but it's enough. Secondly, did I tell you, I think I told you on the last podcast that I won Baker Mayfield winning the Heisman.
Yep.
$75. I got to look and see when I got to get that sent in by, or if it'll wait till March when I go out for the NASCAR race.
And my thought on that, I actually liked Baker Mayfield when we were in Vegas.
Yep.
I just...
It was not enough payoff?
No, I just... Actually, there's somebody douchier than Aaron Rodgers, and it's Baker Mayfield.
Come on. Jeez. Secondly, I have a question for you. Since we didn't have any news, have you been hearing about Josh Rosen, the UCLA quarterback, saying that he doesn't want to be picked by the Browns?
I heard a little bit about it, but no.
I have a question. Like, why is he running his mouth? Like, dude. You're Josh Rosen. You're not. I mean, I can understand when John Elway did it, even though I didn't agree with it back then. And I don't. He's turning into Eli Manning.
Right.
And he's no Eli Manning.
Yeah.
I mean, he's not. I can understand if he was going to be the first player off the board or even the number one quarterback in the draft. But he's neither. What are you coming out acting like a dumbass right away for? Saying who you want to play for or don't want to play for.
So what if you were Josh? Well,
if I was Josh Rosen, and
you don't care where you go.
No, I do. I wouldn't want to go to Cleveland either.
But
I wouldn't be saying it.
This is where I disagree with everybody, and I feel like I've heard this somewhere, so I might be taking a little bit from it.
Okay,
wouldn't you want to be the guy that turned Cleveland around?
No, because I'm sure Deshaun Kizer thought that. I'm sure Johnny Manziel thought that. I'm sure Bernie Kosar thought that.
Well, Johnny Manziel was hired a kite.
Exactly. I understand
but
that.
But Deshaun Kite.
But here's the problem I have with Cleveland. It could have been Aaron Rodgers. And they wouldn't have turned around because you have a team and an ownership that refuses to bring in quality players. You got a coach who is going to end this season either 2-30 or 1-31 over the last two seasons.
Right.
And they're keeping him.
But you agree, though, they got a better general manager now, too.
Do they?
Oh, I'd say if I had my druthers, I'd say Tommy Thompson. Sorry. wrong podcast.
Governor? Ted Thompson?
Ted Thompson.
The beady-eyed son of a bitch?
Yeah, with the purple nose.
Yeah.
I would take John Dorsey over Ted Thompson any day.
Well, yeah, but you're not raising that bar too high.
Well, John Dorsey learned from the best. He learned from
Ron Wolf. Yes.
And I just think, I don't know, I just...
Yeah, but he's the one talking about keeping Hugh Jackson. I mean, if you can't go through two seasons and one victory and say, this might not be the right guy.
Well, but give Hugh Jackson a chance with John Dorsey's players.
Okay.
And let's see what happens.
But how long are we going to have to give him with those players?
Well, I'd say 2 more years.
2 more years.
If he doesn't do it in the second year, bye.
Can I even count that many losses? We'll try.
I think so.
So 32 and 31 is 60. So he's going to be 1-63.
Yes.
After 4 years.
Yes.
Wow. John Dorsey won't be around either.
Probably not.
But back to our bets. And again, like I said, all we have left for here is some college games, some college tournament games or bowl games, and we have some professional football. Now, the problem we have is that with the professional football games, this is week 17 where the players that are playing aren't going to be the players you've been seeing all season. So we're going to be stuck with, God, who is the backup in St. Louis or in Los Angeles Rams? Is it Mannion.
Mannion.
Sean Mannion.
Sean Mannion.
And who's the backup for Todd Gurley?
Some Butler, isn't it? Or no, Brown. It's a Brown. Malcolm Brown?
I don't know. So do you want to start? Let's start with college.
Do we want to talk about Todd Gurley?
That I love him?
That
And I was so against him when he got drafted, I thought it was the stupidest pick. Because he got a bad knee. Remember that?
Yes, I remember that.
Said he wasn't going to do shit. Now I'm trying to get him with your brother.
Now you're like throwing everything you have.
I am. Everything except the first round pick. I'm throwing at your brother to get him. And I haven't heard back.
I haven't heard.
Kind of sad.
That is kind of sad that he hasn't got.
Get on this, Randy. We ain't got all day. Season's right around the corner. Let's start with college before these. These bowl games.
That probably won't help your cause.
No?
No, don't poke him.
I'm not. I'm just, it's a joke.
Okay.
I'm going to start with the game that's coming up at 4 p.m. Central Time today, the Washington Huskies and the Penn State Nittany Lions. Washington's getting 3 points. I'm taking Washington. Don't know why. This is like throwing darts at a board blindfolded because you never know what's going to happen.
Right.
I have Wisconsin versus Miami. I'm taking the over 45. I have South Carolina getting 7.5 versus Michigan. I think Michigan's horrible. I have Auburn minus 10 against the soon-to-be no longer undefeated Central Florida Knights. And I have LSU minus 3 versus Notre Dame. I have Oklahoma getting 2 points against Georgia. I think they're going to win that game outright. And I have Alabama minus 3 versus Clemson. Those are my picks. What do you got for the college games?
All right. So I have money line.
Well, you did money all line, money lines on there.
Well, I did. I started to. But then I also am like, well, I need a little money, extra money. So I took, I love Penn State against Washington.
You're taking Penn State?
Yeah.
Oh, man.
There's no doubt. And I got to keep my... the way my season's going the whole year, I'm taking Miami. over Wisconsin.
Ooh.
For sure covering the six.
I was going to take Miami, but then I was listening to the, and this is probably going to hurt me, I was listening to the talking heads on ESPN, the ones that are left. And they were saying that there is no way Miami keeps up with the offensive line of Wisconsin. That the offensive line of Wisconsin is bigger than the Green Bay Packers offensive line. And that they're going to be looking up at the sky all day.
I think Miami's way too athletic.
Okay.
All right.
I hope you're right. I hope you're not right.
Right. Okay. Then I'm taking South Carolina over Michigan. Michigan's offense is terrible. I'm taking Auburn over Central Florida.
Okay.
Notre Dame over LSU.
Wow. You're taking all my against me on everything.
Oh, sorry.
No, it's okay.
Actually, I'm taking Oklahoma.
Are you okay? Good.
Oh, yeah.
Good.
Love Oklahoma. And then I think Alabama's going to take care of Clemson.
Good.
No problem.
All right. Then we're all right. And now to the pro games. Now, you could take this information, again, with a grain of salt because God only knows what's going to happen. I'm starting with the Green Bay Packers versus Detroit.
Staying away.
Green Bay's getting 7 points.
And you're taking those seven.
It's quite possibly the final game for Detroit head coach Jim Caldwell, considering they didn't make the playoffs again with the highest paid quarterback in the NFL.
You think they're just going to slide Jim Bob Cooter in there?
I don't know. Our head coach is Jim Bob Cooter.
Why can't it be just Jim Cooter? I guess that doesn't sound good either.
I think this is going to be an ugly game. I'm not saying the Packers are going to win. In fact, I'm pretty sure they won't win. But
you're saying they got a chance.
Because aren't they talking about sitting Brett Hundley? I heard something yesterday saying that they might sit Brett Hundley
and
play Callahan.
And you're taking the Packers in the
well,
seven?
Well, I'm getting 7 points against Detroit, who's also going to be sitting everybody.
No.
If you're going to want to be all over the Packers on this one, if they sit Stafford, which you're talking about doing.
Why would they sit Stafford?
Because he's getting a lot of money, and they don't want him hurt.
Okay, now I'm just staying away from that game.
Your first game is?
I'm taking the Cowboys over Philly.
I am too. In fact, I started off as a Philly guy. But they're sitting Nick Foles for what reason, God only knows. And everybody's going to be resting because they're playing next week. But you like Dallas also.
Oh, gosh. I mean, they have to win, right?
No, they're out. They have no chance of getting into the playoffs. Oh. The only teams that do, I believe, are it's between Seattle and Atlanta.
Dallas is totally out of it.
They're out of it.
Okay.
Jerry Jones is pissed.
Oh, he's in.
But he's keeping his coach. He's the only one that'll put up with his bullshit.
Pretty much. All right, so you went Dallas too.
I have Dallas also.
Okay. My next game, I'm taking the Redskins over the Giants.
I stayed away from this game. Stay away from that game. Just you tell me why, and then I'll tell you why I'm staying away.
I've just been hearing the things with the Giants about, I mean, they're like saying things against each other. I mean, they're like.
Oh, yeah, Eli Apple got suspended for this game.
Well, what's the other defense back?
That was ripping on Eli Apple?
Yeah.
Was calling him a cancer?
Yeah.
I don't remember his name.
Was it Jenkins or was it?
I don't remember his name.
Okay. I just think they're going to be terrible for years to come, I think. I don't see anything helping the Giants.
All right. My game, I'm going with the Jets in the New England game. Jets are getting 15.5 points. Can you say players will be rested? That's what the Patriots will be doing on Sunday. Brady may go out there for a couple snaps with a deflated ball or something, but you're going to see backups quite quickly in this game, and I'm getting almost 16 points. That is way too many points in the NFL. Give me the Jets.
So you're taking you're not saying outright win. You're just
they're not going to lose by more than 15 points.
Okay,
right?
That makes sense. I can see that.
Okay.
I am taking the Minnesota Vikings.
I'm taking Minnesota -12 also against Chicago.
I just think Minnesota's defense is just way too tough.
Now, the only thing I'm worried about is Minnesota resting people. Or they have a off week, don't they? I think they have a bye.
they would have a bye, right? I believe.
It's Philly.
And Minnesota.
Minnesota, yeah. I think so. And we're going to be saying goodbye to another NFL coach after this game. John Fox.
You think so?
All right, gone. Boom. Bye-bye. They might be better off losing this game so that they can get a better draft pick.
Totally agree with you on that. That's why I hope the Packers lose.
Really?
Yeah.
Just so you get a better draft pick by one? Will they even get a better draft pick if they lose?
I wish they would have. Why even? Don't even get started.
My next game, Kansas City versus Denver. Here's another game in which you may not see. In fact, you won't see. You're going to see the backup quarterback for Kansas City. I forgot his name.
He's Pat Mahomes.
Yes. Is he black or white? Or is he a halfie?
He's a little bit of both.
Okay. Mulatto, then.
Mulatto.
That's the correct word. With that being said, they're still going to be better than the horrible, terrible Denver Broncos. There's no way the Chiefs should be getting points in this game. I don't care how many people they're sitting. Right?
I stayed away from the game because I just...
It scared you?
Kansas City's going to be benching putting everybody on the bench, I think.
All right. Your next game?
I started the season with this one, and I'm ending the season this one. I am taking the Cleveland Browns covering the 14.
I stayed away from that game, too. Because they're... who are they playing?
They're playing Pittsburgh.
Oh, yeah.
In Pittsburgh.
Pittsburgh will be resting
people.
They're getting
14 points.
Wow.
And it worked for me week one. It's going to work for me at the end of the year.
My next game, the Rams and the 49ers. Now, this I sat on this one for a long time. This is going to be pretty much throwing money away, I think. I don't know.
I agree.
It's Rams minus 3. Now, Goff's out. Gurley's out. You know, many of their receivers, because they have to play next week. They're not getting a bye.
Okay.
I'm worried about Frisco, because they look really good with Jimmy GQ, right?
Yep.
So, I like the Rams, but I could easily be talked into taking Frisco into points in this one. If it was more points, I'd be doing that.
Okay. My next game, I'm taking the Dolphins with the best quarterback. No, I don't.
Jay Cutler, stop.
I think it's awesome that Jay wants to play again next year.
Well, yeah, but he won't sign an extension unless if he's going to be a backup, right?
Right. He wants to he's not going to resign. I thought he wanted to go. He was willing to go anywhere.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
I can't imagine his wife's going to be happy about that.
Anywhere but Miami?
Well, no, to play anywhere. She wasn't happy with him this year.
She didn't like Miami? How do you not like Miami?
She didn't like him getting hit all the time. And I know he won't be in Miami next year because Tannehill will be back, correct?
Yeah, I would think so.
Right. So you're taking Miami?
Yep, plus the 3.
All right, my next game, the Saints versus the Buccaneers. Ooh. Speaking of a team that has quit, welcome to Tampa. You've seen such a collection of crybabies since that time when the Seahawks played the Patriots? I mean, I think the Bucs could play their starters the whole game here, and it wouldn't matter whatsoever. They're simply playing out the string in the terrible, disappointing season in which Jameis Winston's not going to be happy because they just re-signed Dirk Cutter as their head coach. I'm taking New Orleans, giving up 7.5 points.
I could not disagree more with you. I am taking those Buccaneers.
Well, yeah, you thought they were going to be amazing this year. Crybaby Jameis Winston.
I started that way. I'm ending that way. My last game, like I said, I took Tampa Bay plus 7.5.
Yep.
I'm taking my Carolina Panthers.
Atlanta?
Oh, yes.
Atlanta's got to win this game, you know. They're playing for something.
Carolina's going to be way
too good. Atlanta.
Don't care.
Okay.
Matt Ryan spit the bit last year.
You know, he's the quarterback of our Pro Bowl team.
Is he really?
Yes. Because he's the only one that's playing for something.
Now I got to root for him.
I have two games left. I have the Chargers minus 8 against Oakland. Raiders are done. Jack Del Rio possibly coaching his final game of the season.
Wow.
On the other hand, the Chargers are still alive for the playoffs. Give me the team that is actually playing for something. And finally, Jacksonville plus 6 against Tennessee. Titans were looking strong at the beginning of the season, but injuries have befallen them much the same way they have the Packers. I like the Jaguars in this game as they used it to get everything back on track for the playoffs after last week's embarrassing loss. Those are my picks. They're all available for you on the website, mycffl.com. Remember, don't bet any more than you can afford to lose.
And it's only gambling if you don't know what you're doing.
Exactly. And you need another drink because it's time for the award show.
Oh, I cannot wait. If douchebag is number one.
Why would that happen?
Well, because I know it's you.
Well, you mean, I don't make, these are all based on stats.
That's right. That's right. I'm sorry.
Allison, get Dan a drink before he gets crazy. We're going to get set up for the award show, people. This is a very important award show. This is going to be a very important award show because it's full of people who are only in this awards show because there's been so many injuries this year. Right?
Right.
Now, I'm going to start with our receivers. So we're going to start with the first and second team receivers. You all right with that?
I can handle that.
Okay. Second team receivers. Now, stop looking at Allison. She gave you a drink.
I'm good.
She's standing here with awards. Everybody in this thing here gets an award. Otherwise, why have Allison here? Our first, second team receiver.
They're getting the
little trophies.
Well, and a t-shirt, you know, right?
Well, yeah, we have extra t-shirts, yeah. So good idea. Thanks. Allison, they're in my office. You know where that is. Adam Thielen. Second team receiver.
Wow.
Scored 234 fantasy points this year and helped lead the Vikings to the NFC North Championship. Now, they only got the NFC North Championship because the Packers were without Aaron Rodgers. But,
of course.
You know, everybody gets a chance.
Your MVP.
And there's three second team receivers. Next one, Tyreek Hill. Kept himself out of legal trouble this year. And he scored 250 fantasy points, picking up where he left off last season. And he's in the playoffs also. Our third second-team receiver is Keenan Allen.
Ooh.
Scored 255 fantasy points, and he avoided injuries all season long. Now, there's still one game left, but I'm knocking on wood that he has become an elite receiver again.
And he stays healthy.
Which brings us to our first-team receivers. Number one, or number three, I should say, of our first-team receivers.
So, but they're all number one in our hearts, right?
Exactly.
Okay.
Julio Jones scored 256 fantasy points this year and led the Falcons back to the playoffs in a repeat. Well, he's going to.
Wow.
As if they,
you're hoping.
If when they beat Carolina tomorrow. DeAndre Hopkins,
Not
having a quality starting quarterback, he scored 297 fantasy points in what is likely the quietest number two receiver performance for the year.
I
would have never picked him in the top five.
I totally agree. He quietly
when I made this list,
well.
I was like, what? He's number two? And number one is?
Well, Antonio Brown.
Antonio Brown. Even with missing the last three games with a torn muscle in his leg, he scored 305 fantasy points, clearly making him the number one receiver in fantasy football for 2017.
Let's make a prediction. Are you thinking he's going to be a number one receiver next year? Or?
It all depends what happens with Big Ben.
That's what I think. Or is Antonio Brown a good enough receiver like DeAndre Hopkins?
It depends who their receiver or quarterback is.
I know DeAndre Hopkins played well with a Tom Savage.
He did, but he's no Antonio Brown.
Okay.
Or something like that.
Something like that.
We move on to the running backs.
Oh, I cannot wait.
Second team running backs. They look like this, and there's two of them.
All right.
Mark Ingram averaged 20.371 points per week and rushed for over 1,080 yards with one game left to go. Our second team running back is? Kareem Hunt, who averaged 22.094 points and rushed for 1,290 yards, which brings us to your first team running backs for this year.
Well, these are going to be easy.
You know these, right?
Yeah.
First one is?
Your boy Todd Gurley.
Wrong. Le'Veon Bell's number two. Averaged 23.778 points per game and rushed for 1,291 yards. This is also the first year, granted he's got one more game, which he's probably not going to play, where he hasn't missed a game.
Okay.
Due to injury.
Right.
Okay. Finally.
Your number one.
Todd Gurley.
Well, but here's my question. Why did it have to be one or two? I mean, I was right. Todd Gurley.
Well, yeah. Okay. I'm just going in order of finish for fantasy in our fantasy league.
All right.
That's how I ranked him.
Okay.
Todd Gurley averaged 27.315 points per game and rushed for over 1,300 yards this year. Your first and second team running backs. Which brings us to quarterbacks.
Oh, God. I cannot wait.
Your second team quarterback is?
Second team. Drew Brees.
Russell Wilson. I trust me, I looked for any way to not do this. I went, okay, well, should it be? This is what you end up with. You end up with non-traditional quarterbacks that spend more time running the ball than passing it like Wilson when the usual stars get hurt. When you don't have an Aaron Rodgers, when you don't have a Ryan Tannehill, when you don't have, you know, other quarterbacks that got hurt, I don't know who they would be.
Russell Wilson
was the number two quarterback in our fantasy league.
Wow, I did not see that happening.
Finished the season with 3,762 yards passing and over 500 yards rushing. And your first team quarterback for 2017 is?
Tom Brady.
Aaron Rodgers. No. See, this is what you get stuck with when the likes of Aaron Rodgers go down. You end up with a 40-year-old cheater who has barely been anything other than average for the last few weeks of the season. Brady finished the year with 4,386 yards passing and 30 touchdowns. Now, brings us to the elite prizes. This would be like the
MVP?
The rookie of the year.
Oh.
And your fantasy football MVP.
Oh, rookie of the year is...
Rookie of the year.
I'm guessing it's got to be Kareem Hunt.
Kareem Hunt of the Kansas City Chiefs / Maui Mongols, your fantasy football champion.
Started off strong.
Thanks to an injury to Spencer Ware.
Right.
Kareem Hunt was handed the starting running back position in Kansas City.
Yep.
It didn't look like it was going to go well after he fumbled on his very first play of his career. After that, however, Hunt laid waste to the rest of the NFL. He became just the 10th running back in NFL history to achieve at least 1,000 yards rushing, 400 yards receiving, and 10 total touchdowns in his first season.
Yeah, I think it's a great choice. I thought he started off the year, I mean, obviously besides the fumble first play. I thought he played well at the beginning, and then he kind of went into a lull. I don't know what Andy Reid was doing.
I don't know. I should have looked this up, but didn't he only have two fumbles? Or do you have more than that?
Oh, that
I think he only had two.
Okay.
I could be wrong. And now, for what is like the best picture of the year, it's your 2017 Fantasy Football MVP Award. You ready?
I know who it is.
Your finalists for this award are Kansas City Chiefs quarterback Alex Smith, who put all his doubters on notice and led his Chiefs team to the playoffs for 2017.
Your future Arizona Cardinal quarterback.
Alex Smith?
Yeah.
You think so?
That's my prediction.
Wow.
Well, they're not going to keep Mahomes on the bench.
Right. I mean, so unless they do an Aaron Rodgers thing where he just sits there for a couple of years.
Ooh, I don't think
Alex Smith isn't going to be in the league much longer.
I don't see that happening.
Next guy up, your next finalist is Todd Gurley of the L.A. Rams.
Ding, ding, ding. Oops.
Who has set the bar for this year's batch of running backs in the NFL, correct?
Correct.
Your third finalist is Aaron Rodgers for the Packers, who, as we have discussed multiple times, should be retroactively awarded the MVP for the last 7 years after seeing what happens to a team with average talent after the best quarterback in the NFL gets hurt.
Yep.
And your 2017 fantasy football MVP is
Todd Gurley.
Todd Gurley. He was playing on another planet this season. It isn't even close between him and any other running back. He is extremely lucky that there have been so many injuries to starting quarterbacks in the NFL this year, or he would have clearly not won this award.
I'm actually rooting for the Rams.
Are you?
Yeah.
I'm rooting for anybody. I just want somebody different. Right?
Like, if your ideal Super Bowl right now.
My ideal Super Bowl right now would be, well, I want it to be Philly, but I can't. It's not going to be Philly with Nick Foles. He's just not good enough.
Okay.
I would love to see Jacksonville.
I thought you hated Philly, though. I mean, you hate Philadelphia.
I don't like Philly, but I wanted to see.
You like Carson Wentz.
I'm not a big Carson Wentz fan either. I just like the whole story of Philadelphia, you know, just being amazing.
Okay.
I'd like to see Jacksonville.
Ooh.
No?
No, I could see that.
I want New England and Pittsburgh to be nowhere near.
I'd love to see Jacksonville.
Jacksonville and Rams would be great.
This is going to tell you how much I have not been focusing on football, okay. And that's why I finished
is
third.
Is this team in it? I wouldn't mind New Orleans either.
Do the Chargers have a chance?
Yeah, they have to win.
They have to win. Yep. And if they win, they're in?
I believe they win, they're in.
Okay. This is my ideal.
You want Chargers and
Rams. Chargers and all L.A. Super Bowl.
Yeah, all fake L.A. Super Bowl. Or the Chargers against the Saints.
I love Philip Rivers. I don't know.
Even with his horrible throwing. Yeah. We're talking about Todd Gurley, though. I got to finish up on Todd Gurley.
Yeah, finish.
Because Allison's standing here with this heavy trophy, and Gurley's right next to me, and he's like,
"Do you see
on.
Her arms?
She
pole vaults.
Steel girders, for Christ. But they're bigger than mine. And Gurley's right here next to me and saying, Dude, this isn't that cool. I'm here because I'm winning something. Through 15 games this year, Gurley has rushed for 1,305 yards with only two fumbles and 19 touchdowns. I was thinking Kareem Hunt only had two. Two fumbles and 19 total touchdowns. He also caught 64 passes for 788 yards on 87 targets. Todd Gurley, your CFFL MVP for 2017. All right, Todd, sorry. You can go sit down now.
Go sit down.
Allison, you stay right there. But, anyway, so you want to see Philip Rivers.
Yep.
And Jared Goff.
Jared Goff and Todd Gurley.
Now, it's in Minnesota. Are we going to drive there like we did to Indianapolis?
You know, I was actually going to talk to you about that off the air if you wanted to take a little drive.
It wouldn't be bad. It's going to be colder than Witch's Tit, but
no shit. It'd be an easier drive than Indianapolis, even though I love Indy.
It won't be as far.
Right.
Well, we'll discuss that later.
Okay.
But that's it. I hope you enjoyed our year-end award show. Like I said, short, sweet. We got stuff done because there's really nothing else to do.
Well, and you probably don't have this. Well, we don't have any of this written down anywhere, but are we going to talk about who our Cheddarhead champion?
Oh, we got to congratulate.
Yes, we have congratulations.
The Maui Mongols. I should add an award for him. He's going to get a big check. More of an award than he want.
Yeah, exactly.
And a trophy again. Maui Mongols destroyed the Pulaski Colossal Kielbasas in our championship game. And then, like I said, this weekend we got the Pro Bowl to see who pays for the food at the draft.
I got to be honest with you.
We're going to win.
Past champion.
Yes.
Never looked forward to doing the Pro Bowl. I hated trying to.
It's tough.
It's just a
In fact, I'm still waiting for the lineup from the Kielbasas. Got to use one player from each of the teams that he has on his roster, on his group.
Right.
Henry did a really good job. I think we're going to destroy him.
Oh, there wasn't a better person to pick our
line. Well, he said that he sent you and me an email.
Yeah.
But did you get it?
I did, and I didn't get it. No, I apologize, Henry, on that. I've had a lot going on with work.
Christmas and all that.
Yeah,
I never got the email, so I don't know what happened. But, and then in the podcast league, Bare necessities. Justin from Baltimore won the league. So
I don't know how he did it.
It was the second year where I haven't won. Now I'm trying to make trades.
Is there a chance you're going to win?
I won my work league. Okay. So there you go. So I got a, I got $60 and a flag.
Woo!
And a flag.
What kind of flag?
It's just a, it says...
like a banner? Are you gonna,
yeah, it's like a little flag. I'll hang
you
it somewhere.
You're going to put it down there?
Yeah, we'll put it somewhere.
Okay.
But that's that. And like I said, we're hope you enjoy your New Year's, and we'll be back probably in a couple weeks now that the season's over. Well, maybe we'll be back next week.
Yeah, well...
because we got playoff games to bet on and stuff.
Well, there's going to be some off-season moves in both our the podcast league and the Cheddarhead League.
Yep.
I just read that there was a trade done in the podcast league.
Oh, I couldn't understand it. It's like all draft picks, right?
Yeah. Oh, I haven't looked at it.
All draft picks.
Is it?
Yeah, and I'm like, oh, okay.
Yeah, I'm good.
But
but Todd Gurley is going somewhere.
Yes.
David Johnson.
He's going to be a rush.
Right. Excuse me. David Johnson's going somewhere.
He may be a rush also.
Mike Evans is going somewhere.
Nah, I don't want him. Do you hear DeSean Jackson?
He got busted.
He had bullets and marijuana in his car.
Yeah. That's two things you don't want.
You don't want those in your car.
If you want to make it a trifecta, have a...
meth pipe.
Well, who was the football player that had drugs and
his... the Green Bay Packer lineman?
No, and his son or whatever.
Oh, yeah, that's not good.
At like 2 o'clock in
that,
the morning.
That's not good.
Yeah.
Nothing good happens after midnight from what I understand.
But that's what they tell me. That's why I don't stay up that late.
Well, that's it, everybody. We'll be out again a week or so. And you got questions, comments, concerns? Feel free to email us, cffpodcast@hotmail.com or Dan at
strap1971@yahoo.com.
Check out the website, mycffl.com. See how the bets are going. See how the season finished up for the CFFL. Check out our fantasy girl, Allison Stocky. You got trades that are being proposed to you. Send us an email with those, and we'll let you know what
we
think.
We'll help you out.
Yeah, because we know things. Until then, have a good New Year's and be good.
Bye-bye.